What is the fate of Hawking evaporation in gravity theories with higher curvature terms, by Fabrizio Corelli et al. During the final stages of black hole evaporation, ultraviolet deviations from general relativity eventually become dramatic, potentially affecting the end state. We explore this problem by performing nonlinear simulations of wave packets in Einstein-Dilaton-Gauss-Bonnet gravity, the only gravity theory with quadratic curvature terms which can be studied at fully non-perturbative level. Black holes in this theory have a minimum mass but also a non-vanishing temperature. This poses a puzzle concerning the final fate of Hawking evaporation in the presence of high curvature non-perturbative effects. By simulating the mass loss due to evaporation at the classical level using an auxiliary phantom field, we study the nonlinear evolution of black holes past the minimum mass. We observe a runaway shrink of the apparent horizon, a non-perturbative effect forbidden in general relativity, which eventually unveils a high curvature elliptic region. While this might hint to the formation of a naked singularity, and hence to a violation of the weak cosmic censorship, or of a pathological space-time region, a different numerical formulation of the initial value problem in this theory might be required to rule out other possibilities, including the transition from the critical black hole to a stable horizonless remnant. Our study is relevant in the context of the information loss paradox, dark matter remnants, and for constraints on microscopic primordial black holes. This was What is the Fate of Hawking Evaporation in Gravity Theories with Higher Curvature Terms, by Fabrizio Corelli et al.